What's going on, guys? We got a very good episode for you today. We're talking about the new NIL rules in place. We're talking a little more recruiting as we are getting into the summer, and we're going to be seeing lots more news on CFB coming up here soon. But for the entirety of the NCAA, the new NIL rules that have gone into effect as of July 1st are game-changing for so many athletes across the country. So now all NCAA athletes can profit off of their own name, image, and likeness, which seems only right. Many of players have created their own brands, announced sponsorship deals, and joined up with bigger brands to create hopefully some monetization from their athletic career in college. I know like Barstool Athletics, they are sponsoring a ton of kids, just getting a bunch of young NCAA athletes trying to make some money now that they can. They got him on their brand. Overall, it's been a very exciting few days. If you follow any NCAA related pages or athletes, you have most definitely seen so much of this coverage. It's kind of funny though, just how many of them began to post about brand deals and sponsorships immediately when it went live. But it's good to see that the athletes can now make money off of themselves. And like for me, I follow a bunch of the Oklahoma players, and just about every single one of them has either announced a brand, a sponsorship, they've done sponsored posts. Spencer Rattler's already got merch out. He already had his logo ready. They've been ready on that. They knew it was coming, and Spencer Rattler will be one of the highest paid players in the country off of this new NIL rule. And he just got sponsored by Canes, which is beloved around Norman. So big move for Rattler. You see Bo Nix was the first Auburn player to get a deal. He signed with Milo's T. So just very interesting and odd sponsorships and brand deals are going to be coming up. These players, having gone from not being able to accept anything, now they're going to be able to just rack it in. You can just tell that there's going to be some funny sponsorships going on with the players. Players are going to be accepting nearly everything, I would assume. Which maybe they do need to put some more thought into what they accept. But hey, they're trying to get the bag. You cannot disrespect someone trying to chase the bag. Speaking of chasing the bag, Reggie Bush is in talks with the Heisman Trust, looking to reinstate himself as a Heisman Trophy winner. He's currently not associated with USC anymore. He doesn't have his Heisman anymore. But now that the new NIL rules are in place, there is potential that he could end up getting his name in the record books back as a Heisman Trophy winner. Because I know they reached out to the trust before, Reggie Bush did, and they were basically saying, yeah, we can't help you. We're good. I'm not going to help you at all. But now, especially everyone across the country is going to be rooting for him to get it back. He's a good dude. Made a pretty silly mistake at a young age. He was just trying to get the bag, you know. But I think eventually, I think he'll get his Heisman back. I think it's inevitable. It's going to happen. Everyone wants to see it. And now with the new law in place, even though what he did at the time was still illegal, I feel like they should definitely be considering it much more. It's really weird, though, to see seemingly out of nowhere, since it happened on the dime and everyone's just post, that we've just gone to now all these guys can make money. We got Texas A&M running back Anaya Smith. He says every one of his teammates is going to receive a percentage of whatever profits he received from any NIL deals. Teamwork makes the dream work, end quote. I don't think Anaya Smith is going to be making major money yet, at least. They still got Spiller there that he's going to have to be riding behind. But in the future, he definitely could be getting some big promotions. If I were him, though, I'd be careful with what you say, because saying that every single one of your teammates is going to receive a percentage is a bit of a big guarantee. You'd have to be making a lot of money for that to even matter. But best of luck to him. Hopefully he will be able to do that. And we talked a little bit about the NIL rules in the last episode, and I think it is very interesting, and it's definitely going to change the game. But what's with the new generation of athletes, and with so many changes happening, and social media, I feel like it's already been talked about enough. You know, we don't need to dwell on it and talk about it forever. Obviously, there's going to be changes to how athletes are recruited, how programs function, and athletes, you know, maybe this could be a bad thing for many egos around the country, which certainly would not be good for the athletes. But overall, it is a good move, the new NIL laws. I like to see it. It is very cool to see that they can now make money off their own names. Someone who's been making some big bucks potentially in the future is 2021's number one overall player, JT Tuimoloau, out of Washington. The defensive lineman is finally committing tomorrow, July 4th, at 4 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports. He will be choosing between Ohio State, Oregon, USC, and Washington. It is believed right now to be Ohio State, as we were talking about in the last episode. There's a few crystal balls for Ohio State already, although they are not very high in confidence rating. But that's where the lean is as of now. Although it is important to keep in mind that he is from the West Coast, and three of those teams are West Coast Pac-12 teams. So, you know, if he ends up wanting to stay closer to home, that would not be too much of a shocker. We also had earlier today, 2022 four-star offensive tackle Jacob Sexton committed to Oklahoma. The prospect out of Edmond was also looking heavily at Alabama. That's a big pickup for the Sooners. Unfortunately for the Sooners, they did lose one commitment this week, as 2022 four-star receiver Taylen Shetron, also from Edmond, flipped from Oklahoma to Oklahoma State to go play with his brother as a Cowboy. And it's not too big a loss for the Sooners. It's a good get for the Cowboys, but the Sooners have incredible receiver depth already and in future classes, so there's no need to worry. The 2022 Oklahoma receiver recruiting class is already in shape to be great, and it still will be regardless of this flip. And while we had good news and bad news for Oklahoma, we just had good news for Oklahoma State. Now we will have bad news for Oklahoma State. as 2022 four-star linebacker Jordan Crook out of Duncanville, Texas, decommitted from them and now has two crystal balls already to Arkansas. So the Cowboys and Sooners both receiving a plus and a minus here this week in the recruiting trail in the 2022 class. In other recruiting news, we're staying in Texas for these last two. Four-star corner Terrence Brooks out of Little Elm committed to Ohio State a few days ago, as Ohio State is putting together another phenomenal class, as always. And 2022 four-star running back Emeka Megwa out of Keller has committed to Washington. Could Washington see Megwa, a four-star, and Tuimalau, a five-star, commit in the same week? I don't know. Same could be said for Ohio State, although that would be a little more routine for the Buckeyes than the Huskies. But we can only hope JT Tuimalau stays out west and brings a little more diversity to, you know, to the college football scene. We don't want to see too much dominance. As you guys know, that's not what we're looking for. Speaking of, as we were talking about Jordan Crook, who just decommitted from Oklahoma State out of Duncanville, we've also got an announcement that we're going to be seeing Duncanville out of Texas playing Matter Day out of California in August. So this is going to be one of the year's biggest high school games by far, as Duncanville alone has 10 three-star or better players in the 22 class, which is insane. Duncanville has back-to-back state championship losses in 19 and 20, and a very great program there. And then you've also got Matter Day out of California, one of the nation's best, who has just been dominating the scene in Cali. They got four of the top five 2022 prospects from California. Four out of the top five recruits from a state being from one school is ridiculous. That includes five-star USC corner commit Damani Jackson, who is one of the nation's top prospects, and then four-star OU running back commit Relique Brown. Which there's also been some news on Relique Brown recently, as he just seemingly impressed everyone at the opening in California, where he was nearly unstoppable. The nation's number one all-purpose back not only looked great out of the backfield, but also in the slot. That's where he is projected to be getting many reps once he's a Sooner. So that's definitely a big plus for the Sooners, with Relique Brown and Gavin Sawchuk coming in the 22 class from the running back position. It's looking up for the Sooner offense, which is already one of the nation's most prominent. In other news, we've got some more important news about Madden. Apparently, Madden is trying to put a bit of a shade over the fans and talk about new gameplay. We don't care. No one likes Madden. So we're going to get to real news. EA Sports has announced that they're going to be looking into using real player names in the new college football video game, which we believe could be coming out in 2023. That's when we think it should be coming out. It is going to be interesting to see. Obviously, in the prior NCAA games, you couldn't have real player names on the default roster, but obviously there were creators who made online rosters that you could download that had everyone you would want. And of course, that would hopefully be able to happen again if they didn't use the real names. If they blocked that, that would be very annoying. But here is the NIL statement from EA. We are watching the recent developments regarding student-athlete name, image, and likeness very closely. It is still in very early stages at this point, and we plan to explore the possibility of including players in EA Sports College Football. For now, our development team is focused on working with our partners at CLC to ensure the game authentically showcases the great sport of college football and the more than 100 institutions signed on to be featured in our game. So it seems that they're going to be diving in and seeing if it is in fact possible for them to include real player names. That would go a long way to making the game even more exciting when it comes out. Because it would take a bit, obviously, for people to make the rosters. And many people who don't even know about that would be very confused. New fans who haven't played the old ones or who don't know would be very confused of why Oklahoma's quarterback is QB number 7, per se. So hopefully we can get real player names. And we've got a bit of a funny thing to end the short episode today. I know it's only been 16 minutes here. We're cutting it a little short in episode 4. Something funny to come out of the NIL rule. BYU will not allow their student athletes to partner with coffee companies. I can't understand why this is something that they decided had to be said. I don't know why this is a ban that they feel necessary. But it looks like the Cougars will not be getting any money from Starbucks anytime soon. So, unfortunately for them, they're going to have to look up to Zach Wilson and the Jets. Maybe he can help them out in some way. That's all we got here today for episode 4. It will be probably about a week till episode 5. And we are going to be talking then about more updates on the NIL and more recruiting news. And we are going to be focusing ahead to next year. And we're going to think about some teams we think are going to improve on the year next year. So look forward to that. If you're not on the private snap, get on there, GageBond 18. That's where all the private information, all the leaks come out. The announcements for the committee, that's the most important place to be. This has been your favorite podcast host, Gage Brown. Thank you guys for listening to the committee. This has been episode 4, and I will see you guys next time.